Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In Libya, fighting continuing for control of the country's oil facilities around the city of Benghazi. Eastern-based Libyan National Army had given up control Friday of at least one major oil port it had captured last year. Withdrawal followed an offensive by a faction known as the Benghazi Defense Brigades. Efforts to take over Libya's oil ports raised the prospect of increased violence in the region. Syrian news reports say the government forces have pressed forward in pursuit of Islamic State fighters in northern Syria, gaining control of 15 more villages near the Turkish border. Meantime, a new UN investigative report accuses Syria and Russia of multiple war crimes for deliberately targeting hospitals and destroying vital civilian infrastructure during daily airstrikes. Paolo Pinheiro was in charge of the investigation.
Given the large number of submunitions that each cluster bomb release, their use in such a densely populated area, as I said, as Eastern Aleppo city, amounts to the use of an indiscriminate weapon constituting the war crime of indiscriminate attacks in a civilian populated area.
Pinheiro's report also condemns some armed groups for preventing civilians from leaving the city. United Nations humanitarian coordinator in Iraq, Lisa Grande, has issued a report warning that the possibility of use of chemical weapons in Mosul, where Islamic State militants are battling U.S.-backed Iraqi forces. Red Cross says seven people have been admitted to hospital near Mosul, being treated for suspected exposure to chemical agents. This is VOA News.